Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun, and just stoked to be on YouTube, Facebook Live, and having a great time with Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak Center, and right there in Mission Bay, and his son, like the rock star of all rock stars, the right, Jared from Salty Crew. Dude, come on! I mean, you're the coolest man on the planet, Jared, and well, it's the honest truth, and just a cool guy, and have a cool brand, and being Salty Crew, and stoked to have you guys in studio, and got a whole another hour ahead of us. And if you want to join us, the second hour here is text only. Send a text to the app, only sent through the app. You can download the app super easy. And it says right there, text the show. Send us some text. Make sure you do include your name and your telephone number so we can get a hold of you after the show. But we're going to choose a caller from the first hour that will win a $200 Salty Crew shopping spree down at Fast Lane. And we're going to have a lucky caller on the or lucky texter on the texting side and have a $200 winner there. And if you missed part of it, first 10 people, what time does this shop open, Ron?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay.
First 10 people in the door, $25 gift certificates.
How badass is that, man?
Woo-hoo.
Just step on in, say you heard it on Let's Talk Hookup, and
that's
you get
right.
$25. I mean, dude, you put that toward anything you want there. Almost a T-shirt, right?
I think they should get a kayak with it.
I agree with you, right? Fully outfitted, man, right there, right?
Yeah. What a day to go fishing, too.
Dude, and beautiful weather ahead of us. And today being Saturday at the Fairgrounds, OC being the PCS show. And Jared, your huge presence there, right?
Yep, we're having fun up there for sure.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on. So our zone, which is right next to Fisherman's Landing.
Like right adjacent?
Yeah.
Amadeo the Artist right there.
Yep.
Next to you.
We're calling it unofficially the Cruise Quarters, but we've got...
No, we can call it the Cruise Quarters.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
We'll call it
done.
That. On one side, you've got the title beer sponsor for Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Coronado Brewing Company, guys. We did a collaboration beer with them. The Salty Crew Blonde Ale, we call it the boat beer, light, crispy. And those guys this year, kind of stepped up. So they're the title sponsors. So they got great beverages available around the whole show, but one side of our booth kind of starts with them and then it moves over to Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Dwayne Diego, one of our, key ambassadors. And then we've got our Salty Crew section there where we have the limited edition collaboration tees for sale. Donation or all proceeds go to CCA,
which are cool shirts. By the way, is it the two shirts only that are part of the CCA?
There's three
shirts. Okay.
Yep. So the Alpine Diesel Green Tatty Lure collab tee, that one's been hot for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of Tatty Lure fans at that show, I'll tell you.
Dude, surface iron, period, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yep.
What's better than a yellowtail on a surface iron?
Ah, dude, what?
Yep.
Name it.
Yeah.
Maybe a calico on the weedless. How about
yeah,
that?
But, well,
but it's all online.
Same
I mean,
thing,
it's
huh?
the same thing.
It's all the visuals.
Yes. Yes, and please.
And then we've got the Salty Crew Boat Beer Tea, which is a cool Ponga graphic. And then
this is probably my favorite.
One, yeah, the Amadeo, amazing artist. His booth is just.
Show them on that YouTube for those that may have missed it earlier.
You can stand in that guy's booth and
get lost.
Yeah, just you know, all the artwork he does. Like for anyone who's fished around here, like he creates these scenes that just suck you to a place, like the you know place you've been and you know usually your favorite moments, whatever that is, whether it's the sea bass and the kelp. But this year he did this art specifically for the show for the CCA Give Back. It's got a calico, halibut, and a spotted bay bass on there. Just tied in really cool. So, that one, limited edition. Got to go to the show to get it.
Only at the show.
All proceeds going to CCA.
Yeah. That's so cool that you're doing that. And CCA is, of course, the reason we get to fish these days, unfortunately. We have to be political.
Well, what a great way to donate to the CCA.
Yeah.
You end up with T-shirts.
Sure.
Right?
And proudly display that you're supporting the cause.
Yeah. Jared, you were saying that people would come up and go, well, I'll take, I want to donate to CCA, so give me 10 shirts.
Yeah,
or something.
No, it's really cool. Yeah, it's awesome to be able to do that, and especially
to facilitate it, right?
Yeah, no, it's really good. There's one other thing I got to mention before I forget. So, I mentioned Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Dwayne Diego.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's right now. I saw Dwayne yesterday.
Yeah, so Dwayne, and then his buddy Dylan Scholes, another Salty Crew ambassador from Australia. They were in Australia up fishing off the Great Barrier Reef, and it's small boats trailering for hundreds of miles.
Wow.
And then driving 100 miles out to these islands and fishing big GTs. So they just got back a couple weeks ago. They put an insane edit together from the trip, and
really?
they're camping on 15-foot boats out at these islands,
almost Baja-esque.
So they filmed the whole thing. They're launching that at the show today at noon.
Really?
There's a seminar spot to the far, like when you walk in, it's to the far left. I forget. It's on the back side of that first building on the left. Do you know what that one's called?
The hall.
The hall.
But if you
I know we're in the Costa Mesa building.
Yeah.
I know that.
When you walk in all the way to the left, there's a little pavilion kind of seminar station out there. And it's kind of a boat beer garden zone, and there's seating.
Music playing.
Yeah, and there's a big screen. So they're going to play that movie and do a little talk story today and tomorrow at noon. This hasn't been... This hasn't been released yet.
Nobody's seen it.
The content's insane.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen it.
So
Dwayne's got
big
all over
GTs,
the place, right?
Big,
yeah.
GTs and,
big GTs.
And crazy topwater bites.
When you mention hundreds of miles and islands, what is the vegetation and the terrain? Is it Baja? Is it...
It was greener than... there's kind of chapters in the thing. You'll see. It's really
like,
fun
so
when, to watch.
Again, if you want to see it, when is it going to happen?
Noon. Today and tomorrow at the show.
At the show.
If you look on the show's website,
it's on the
seminar schedule.
On the seminar schedule.
Cool. They called it Salty Crew Movie, but it's
okay.
Actually...
And then
I
think Western After News has the show insert in this week's edition. You can check that out. It should be in there.
Yeah. No, but definitely
noon
something
today.
You don't want to miss. Yeah.
It's and rad. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out what's biting out there. Mark Wish from Pacific Edge is standing by with our FishDope.com report. The Catch Report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the online system to book your processing, your long-range trip. More team members. Fisherman's Processing, it stays way ahead of the rest. Same-day capacity is unbelievable. Nobody comes close to them. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Hey, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing up
there? Hey, everything's good. What's going on?
All right, so, Pete, last night I was thinking back, and, you know, I'm always trying to figure out what to say in the show, especially during these slower periods. So I was thinking back to the old days of the Long Beach show and those great live broadcasts that you used to put together down there in the lobby of the Hyatt. And I was always excited to do my part of that because
live.
Usually by that time of year, you know, we got some kind of good sea bass fishing to talk about. And they're usually biting by now. But they did not get the memo this year. So, you know, the dogwood trees, my favorite harbinger of the season there, they blossomed super early this year, late January. And the flowers all just busted out beautifully, incredible amounts of flowers. And by mid-February, it was all down, which was very early. And I'm thinking, man, it's going to be just a gangbuster sea bass season. But like I said, they did not get the memo. The correlation did not work this year for whatever. Maybe we got to rethink this theory. But in other news, or lack thereof, the biggest headline, such as it is, is that as of March 1st, we got sheephead season now open. You can have a whopping two fish up to a huge 12-inch limit. So that's pretty exciting stuff. And then, thank God, rockfish season opens back up on April 1st, so we got something to fish for. And in terms of actual reports this week, virtually nothing. You know, that weather offshore
was
brutal. Oh, man, gusted 46 at Anacapa, 57 at SBI, 47 at Avalon there. And guess what? Our water took a heavy hit. Water that was touching 60 here before is all 53 to 55 now.
Ooh,
so
yeah. Well, I saw Steve Crook at the PCS show the other day. He came by the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and he said that he doesn't think it's going to be albacore this year because the line in the sand that shows the water temperature, the 62-degree water, is too far north right now.
Oh, really?
It should be stretching south at this point, down below us, if we're on the years that we're going to get albacore. But hey, you never know, right?
See. you never know. But I mean, that's kind of, you know, everybody's thinking with the cooler water and all the anchovies and this and that, you know, we're all hoping and praying those albies show up. But like you say, you never know. But at some point, our conditions will improve. You know, we got another week of weather coming after this nice weekend, but things will straighten out one of these days, and we'll actually have some reports to talk about.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com, they're, of course, at the show. Ali and Yosef, his brother, the Anglers Realtors, hanging out in the
Sambo.
Yeah, in the fishdope.com booth. And $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. You can see him in there. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And probably not a good day to come by today because we're going to be closed. I'm going to be going up to the show there to check it out myself and see all that cool stuff that's going on.
There's
there.
Some cool stuff going on there. All right. Well, cool.
Oh,
well, enjoy the show. We'll see you at the PCS show today, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. All right. You have some good texts, huh?
Yeah, there's a ton of them coming through. And yeah. And this particular one comes from Rory in Lakeside. And Rory says, good morning, guys. I have a question for Jared. When did you know Salty Crew was going to take off like a rocket? And I remember when I first started seeing T-shirts and hats around and what seemed like overnight it was everywhere. Cool company with great products. Thanks, and looking forward to the rest of the show. Again,
oh, that's awesome. Thanks,
right?
Rory. Yeah, no, I don't know. It still doesn't feel like that. We're head down, trying to make good product.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
for sure.
That's the goal. I don't know. I guess you know, I got to give credit to all the we've had some great people in the organization that live the lifestyle. Like, we do it. We surf, we fish, we do all that stuff.
Like, and you mentioned Dwayne. Dwayne's one of them.
Yeah, Dwayne got one of the first hats that came out of the embroidery shop. Yeah.
Crazy.
No, all of that. So some of all parts, but I think it's just a passion for
living
what
the
we
lifestyle.
Do. And it's so fun. Our recent campaign that I'm really excited about, it's pretty simple. It's gear matters. Right? That's the tag. And the campaign will run for a while. But what I really like about it is that, you know, when you start out, you're kind of limited with manufacturing capabilities and things like that. So you can only make, you know, products so good. But the heartbeat was when the surf's pumping and the fish are biting and nothing else in your life matters, right? when you're in that moment, nothing matters. Your gear matters.
Your gear matters. Oh, that's true.
If you're thinking about your gear, then your gear's not working.
Yeah.
Like, your gear should just be doing its job.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So for us, like that's, yeah, that's the mission.
Gear
right?
matters.
Make really quality gear for all this stuff we do while we're, you know, and I don't know about you guys, but, well, actually, Pete and my dad are pretty good on this. I don't know about you, but I don't get those moments as often as I used to. Three kids running around and work and all the kind of stuff.
That kind of comes with the success. And
so right? when you're in the moment.
Yeah.
You got to have the right stuff.
Yeah.
So gear matters, you know. So for us, it's really fun. It's a campaign. It's storytelling, but it's also
like our mission. Like we got to make really good stuff. And then, so yeah, that's something I'm really excited about. And that's kind of what you hopefully you'll see from us over the next few years. I'm really, and there's some really cool stuff in the works. The one that we're kind of showcasing at the PCS show is our boat short. And
I hear you make a new pants that's really they're really nice too.
Yep.
Yeah, we people are saying all the
good outerwear.
Pants are nice.
Some techie pants. Yeah. They kind of do the job. The thing I like about the boat short. So there's a thing, you know, board shorts is a big thing, right? And I don't know, SoCal guys, we don't get to surf in board shorts very often. So board shorts are kind of what you're wearing on vacation or jumping in the pool.
Yeah.
But you need pockets in your shorts, right?
Right.
You got your phone, wallet, keys, you know, the whole deal. Well, if you're a fisherman, then you got to have some pliers in those pockets too. And one of the challenges with a lot of the shorts is if there's too many pockets and they're open, when you jump in the water, they're just, you know, you got balloon pockets. And so this short that we launched, the boat short, it's sleek. So all the pockets are there, but they all close up. The plier pocket's got a little magnet in it. It's just really well thought for a board short, which is what you think something simple.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it the boat short. So it's got your plier pocket, your phone, your wallet, your keys, all the stuff. But you can still swim in the thing. So that's a short I'm really excited about this season. And we've got it showcased at the show. So if you're there, go check that thing out. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, you're right, right next,
the
yeah,
boat,
you're
the
right
boat
next
short.
To Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, right.
Yeah. Hey, right now we have a special guy on the line. And it, for me, one of the star booths at the show this year is the Shimano booth. And Benny Ortiz is on the line. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, Benny.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, great to have you, Benny. I can't get enough of that Shimano booth this year. Those guys did such a great job. I mean, one of the things that you can do is try the G-Lumis IMX Pro offshore rods on a boat rail, which is so cool, right? I mean, you get up on the transom, right, Benny? And you can put that rod right on the rail, and you can pull on that thing like you're pulling on a big tuna, right?
Absolutely, and that's really the idea with this that Shimano did was hands-on, right? We wanted to make sure that people could get the products in their hands and actually feel what they're like in use. So we have an entire transom built into our booth with a rail, a corner, and you can swing around using those IMX offshore rods. We've also got displays with our new Talikas. You know, Talikas are huge out here. So we've got our Talika 12, 16, 20, 25 that have the new Infinity Drive system. We have those that are hands-on. You can actually see how that Infinity Drive works. And then we've got some great guys in the booth that just can explain everything. You know, we've got Benny Florentino there, who Matt actually is over at Salty Crew now. Benny's, you know, he's fishing royalty. And we also have Brandon Nelson in the booth who runs Lucky Bee Spore Fishing. So if you come into that transom, you scan a QR code, sign up for it, and you get entered into potentially a free trip if you win with Brandon Nelson. Or if you buy Shimano products, you can come over to the booth, scan that QR code that we have, and you'll also get 10 entries. Okay. For that raffle for a trip with Brandon.
A trip with Brandon Nelson. Wow. So, Benny, one of the what you talked about the new Talikas, and they have a demo there of the Talika 25 attached to a reel, and you can so they have the Talika 25 and then the Talika 25A, which is the new Talika, and you can feel the difference. I mean, the Talika 25 is a beast. I mean, it is a powerful, powerful reel. But you can see how much more power you get with that new Infinity Drive system yourself by just turning the handle. They have them side by side, and I highly encourage all our listeners to go by the Shimano booth and not only try those IMX Pro offshore rail rods, but also that Infinity Drive system with the new Talikas. It's impressive. I thought the Talikas is the greatest reel that has ever been made. And how do you improve perfection? I don't know, but they did it, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's my favorite.
So, Benny, you are, of course, the Shimano jigging expert. And what kind of jigging do you do? Explain jigging to our listeners.
Sure. So I'm primarily doing slow pitch jigging. So that's using metal lures. You know, everybody's familiar with jigs, the flat ball jigs from Shimano, for instance. We're using very specialized tackle. So I'm using these lures to mimic like a wounded or dying bait fish, making a real easy meal for fish. And you can fish for pelagics, or you can fish for, you know, you guys have a great bottom fishery out here for your rockfish and all the stuff that's on the bottom, lingcod, whatever. And it's just an absolutely amazing and fun way to get out there using light tackle that you can fish all day long and catch just many, many, many species on it.
So your go-to, so I was talking about to Dave Pfeiffer, the president of Shimano, about the jigging the rock cut. Because Ron and I love going cod fishing. I know Corey does too. It's like we just, it's with the new kind of tackle on this jigging
stuff.
It's
fun.
So what kind of setup are you using, Benny, to fish, say, 300, 400 feet here? What kind of setup would you go to?
Sure, I would. For me personally, I would use the Shimano for a rod. I use the Shimano Ocean Infinity Motive. That's our brand new rod, and this was the first time that Shimano actually introduced a jigging rod in the United States and Japan at the same time. Usually, you know, you have that JDM market where you can't get this stuff from Japan, but they actually introduced it over here into the United States. So I'll use one of those probably for that depth. I'd probably use the medium heavy out here. That goes up to 430 grams. So you're always matching the rod to what jig weight you're going to primarily be using. And I would go probably to the OSHA Jigger LD, which is our lever drag. So think, you just mentioned how great the Talica is. The LD has the exact same drag system. So to make a jigging specific Talica 12. So this thing is ergonomically all set up for jigging, puts out 44 pounds of drag, which is obviously more drag than you're ever going to need for a rock cut. But it's, it holds plenty of line, and I'm going to go to probably our Shimmer Fall or our Sardine Waver jigs.
Dave was telling me he loves the Sardine Waver jig. That's one of the newer jigs, right, in the line?
Absolutely, yeah. We introduced that last year. Just came out with some new colors of it this year, which are all on display because we have all of our lures displayed as well. Absolute killer jig. Grouper, and where I'm a Florida boy, so the grouper love it. But for those bottom species, they have this wobble that they just can't resist.
Yeah, that's cool. So you're going to be doing seminars or just talking to people today and tomorrow?
Both. So, yeah, I'll be at the booth all day today, and then we have our seminar at 1 p.m., and that'll be in the hangar. That's Jigging 101. So we have me, and then we have George Polo from Jig Pro, work the kind of the slow pitch side of it. And on the other side, we have Brian Nguyen and James Kakawa from West Coast Jiggers, who are talking about, you know, speed jigging, and we kind of bounce off each other. And it's a really fun panel. We had a good turnout.
Wow, that sounds good. And that's at 1 p.m. in the hangar.
Yes, sir.
Okay, which is the big building on campus that says the hangar, and that's where Duane Diego is going to be too. No, he'll be in a different spot. Yeah. Okay, but so Benny, that sounds quite a panel. So, what's the difference if we're fishing for the setup you just talked about? If we're fishing for bluefin, if we're night fishing jigging for bluefin out here versus what you just talked about for rock cod fishing, what's your thoughts on that?
Sure. So if you're night fishing for bluefin, you're going to want a little bit beefier setup, and most of the time it's because you're on a sport boat that you have a bunch of other anglers on there. You're going to want to make sure your line is kind of consistent with their line. So for that case, I would probably look for something called a game type J. It's our jigging rod. We make those all the way up to extra heavy. So those things can handle, you know, fish up to 400 or 500 pounds, which, you know, no problem with the fish that are out here. And I'm going to beef up my reel too, probably. My line in particular, when I do slow pitch, I usually use a very light line, you know, 20-pound Power Pro. If I'm looking for those bluefin tuna bites, I'm going to bump it up probably to at least 65-pound Max Quattro. I think you can use that 25% thinner diameter to get that capacity on your reel, that OSHA LD, because I know that OSHA LD has landed fish up to 300 pounds on it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a real light setup, but an extraordinarily powerful setup, and that's what I would use for that bluefin bite at night.
Okay, so you're using 20-pound Power Pro on your jigging like we talked about, 200, 300, 400 feet for drop cut, huh?
Yes, sir. That's you know, that thinner braid that cuts through the water way better. So you get to stay up and down more vertical, and it creates a much better presentation to those fish.
Okay.
You're getting all of the action out of the jig. And, you know, that Power Pro in a straight line, it breaks 38 to 41 pounds.
Whoa.
So, you know, you have all the strength that you need, and then the abrasion resistance is going to come from your leader. You know, you're going to have a 15-foot, you know, 30, 40-pound leader for those fish, and you're good to go.
Wow. Well, Benny, you are a wealth of knowledge, and you'll be at the Shimano booth all day today and tomorrow?
All day. I'll be there all day today, but unfortunately tomorrow I got to fly back to Florida. So
all right.
I won't be in the booth tomorrow. But it's been a great show so far. Absolutely packed. Tons of families and just a really great vibe.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that Shimano booth, it should get an award for what
yes.
they did. It is really, yeah, it is really a star. So do not miss. It's in the Costa Mesa building, which is the same building that Let's Talk Hookup is in. Costa Mesa building. You can't miss it.
Booth 606.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Booth 606.
606. All right. Yeah. And go by there. Pull on those IMX Pro Offshore rods with Brandon Nelson or Benny Florentino and go check out the Talica and get some hints on jigging from the master, Benny Ortiz. And Benny, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We'll see you at the show.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Pete, I didn't even get it in there, and I missed it yesterday at the Shimano booth. When you had Dave Pfeiffer on here, and
yeah.
if you missed it, go back to the app and listen
yeah,
to it. It was awesome.
Archive, yeah.
The new Tranks with more cranking power?
Yeah.
At the show? I never even got
yeah,
to see it.
Yeah, the new 300.
Dude,
I haven't either.
It was the one thing on my mind I wanted to go see, and I missed it.
We'll just have to see it today.
I know.
There
it is.
Yeah, go check it out at that.
Dude, a new Tranks with more cranking power. Can you imagine? I mean,
yeah. I know. It's like a Talica with more cranking power. How do you do that?
It's the leader with cranking power.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Hey, John in Mira Mesa writes, good morning, guys. And John was on hold on the fan there, and we had some technical problems with our phone system this morning from the fan, but our everything's working fine. On this end now, on the app, he says, good morning, guys. Ron, I'm going through my old fishing shirts and noticed my Fish and Mission shirt from 2015. Do you guys still do Fish and Mission on Mission Bay?
Wow, that's a great question, because we were just considering starting that program up again, and we haven't finalized it, but that was really fun for us to take, 10 or 15 people out fishing on different kinds of Hobie kayaks so they could, check different models out.
And just see how easy it is.
And also it's kind of, it's fun for us.
It's a dirty trick, though.
That's what I was going to say.
It kind of is. Because once you catch one of those little spotties in Mission Bay on a kayak, you're kind of hooked.
Hey, we have the coolest fishery, really. Up and down the Southern California Bight, but San Diego Bay and Mission Bay, top it all, man.
I always ask this.
You're right on Mission Bay.
Corey, why is it so fun to catch a little teeny fish? You look, you grab them, you hold them. Jared, I've seen you just giggle like a...
Yeah.
No, it's so good. I say it like, spotty is my favorite fish.
Yeah.
And they're always there for you. Like I fish.
That's true.
That's
and is there anything
the
that pulls
they're
harder
there.
Than a spotty, pound for pound?
We fished them a few weeks ago, and it was like cold and windy, but you just kind of wanted to get out there, and we were just fishing out of the wind, like wherever you could find, like kind of tuck in, and they were there, and we were getting them. And in
crazy.
Early February on a crummy day.
So why is it so fun to catch that small of a fish? I just can't figure it out. I giggle. I sit there and I come back to the shop after a couple hours of just being out on a kayak, and I go, wow, good day.
So are the Fish and Missions coming back?
Well, it might be.
It might happen.
Yeah. So
I caught a crumb.
Well, we've been putting crumbs out trying to find the staff that wanted to do it and – the time to actually do it. Because it's kind of, we do have 15 boats ready to go.
Man, those things are, try before you buy. Too. Once you ride in it, you're going to get one.
Well, we when we go up to the show and we sign up a lot of people, we were tracking at 50% of the people that went on a fishing mission bought them.
Yeah.
Bought boats.
So you can't help it.
So,
I mean, it's...
So yeah. I have kind of a... I hate talking politics, but there's some new tariffs that are possible. They've been on hold for right now. But if those new tariffs were to ever come in, would that affect the price of a Hobie kayak?
I assume it would.
Yeah. So now would be a really good time to buy. That's my wrong.
Absolutely.
Why I brought that up.
I got 200 in inventory. Come on down.
Yeah. So the ones you have in inventory, those are going at the current price.
And with the new factory down there.
In Mexico.
Building better boats,
and
they're less money. We actually stayed the same or went down in price these last couple of years.
And the quality went up.
Yeah, quality went up. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Well,
the Hobie's really pretty inventive, and they, you know, they've been killing it on all these. Jared alluded to it. I mean, from the old Outback, that now the Outback's in that $3,000 range. How about that? How about that boat we were on with the kids? Grandpa and you and the kids. What, three generations? We had three little.
Fiesta.
No, well, that was pretty fun to show up and blow up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
I'm talking the little boat, the Passport.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to remind our listeners too that Ron and Debbie put this thing together. So the first 10 people that go over to Fastlane this morning, they open at 10 o'clock, get a $25 gift certificate for free. Just for walking in the door and saying hi. I heard Ron and Jared on the show, and I want my $25 gift certificate. And you can go on a little shopping spree at Fastlane this morning. It'll go fast. So get over there this morning at 10 a.m. And if you're headed up to PCO, stop by on the way up. And
we better make sure Debbie's going to be there.
Yeah. For
sure. Her idea.
Yeah,
right?
It's her idea. She better be there, Debbie. You hearing us?
And you can put a Torch Salty Crew gear too, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, we got a big. We just got all the new Salty Crew gear. And also, that gear went over to the sale rack. You know, the I don't know. They
well, you guys changed styles fast.
Yeah. So,
like this one I have on the American flag. This is old, right?
I know. It's a lot of the apparel world's.
You've got to keep changing. You've got to keep moving.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, but what he's saying is, the holiday stuff's on sale, but the new spring stuff just showed up, and there better be some boat shorts in there, Dad.
I hope so.
Yeah. One of my favorite shirts at the holidays is, of course, my Salty Santa Claus shirt. And you have some of those on sale right now?
I'm sure we do.
Yeah. But I got to say, I always save it for the holidays, though, because, you know, you don't want to.
The shark with the Santa hat.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, it's in the Pelican. That was one of my favorites.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. More good times with the leader of fun, Ron Lane, and his son, Jared, from Salty Crew, when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app. 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 and dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hi. This is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
It's time to talk about great gear at Shimano. We just talked to a great guy, Benny Ortiz, who will be in there, and Benny Florentino will be there today, jigging and all the jigging stuff that they do. They have that amazing array of jigs. But again, I want to encourage you, if you're going to the PCS show today or tomorrow, to go by that Shimano booth and check out that new Talica, the Talica, one of our favorite rails, right, Ron? Talica, the new Talica A is more powerful. I didn't believe it until I went to their demo and turned the handle. It's like, wait. This is more powerful. I'm blown away. And they have a cutout to show you why. It's a twin drag system in there. The reel is just an amazing piece of machinery, and they made it better. How do they improve some perfection? Well, that's Shimano. And then, of course, Corey was talking about that new Tranx 300. So go check that out, the Shimano booth today at the PCS show.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America, and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio today with Ron Lane and Jared Lane from Salty Crew, and just a great time. And God, this time of the year, I just love it, man. The PCS show's happening, the weather's beautiful, you know, fronts come through,
yeah.
But we're just getting to that beautiful time of the year where fish are going to start biting, and
yeah.
I love it,
man. It's like the coming out party for fishing.
It really
whenever
is.
Whenever the PCS show.
Yeah, exactly. This time of the year.
Time of the year. And fortunately, we have some beautiful weather for the weekend, so get out and get out there and go check it out, too. And take the kids, right? I know you're taking all the grandkids, right?
Oh, tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow. And it's a great kid show. They have that reptile guy. Oh, my God.
I missed it.
Do you put those snakes around you? The kids don't have no fear on that stuff.
Yeah.
Not me, man. Yeah, No.
We were there yesterday.
Yeah.
You can hit the reptile guy, and then the little trout pool is right next to it.
Right?
It's so epic.
Yeah.
I think your first trout was in a pool.
Yeah. I think you're right.
That was many years ago.
Well, I have a great question here from Devin in San Clemente. He says, good morning, everyone. Today sounds more like a national holiday.
Right?
My question is for Ron. Do you take trade-ins, or what's the best option to do with my old kayak when I upgrade to a Hobie?
Well, that's a good question. We do trade-ins, and that's sort of a, you know, we've always done trade-ins. But you know what? Selling a used kayak on Craigslist
is not difficult.
It's so fast and easy,
yeah,
that you might make more money. But if you don't want to deal with it, some people just don't want to deal with it, that we can make a deal.
Bring it in, you'll trade it in.
Yeah, you'll know what we think it's worth. And
you give them a fair deal. I mean, you want them to be in a new Hobie, right? I mean, you want to make it work for them.
It's usually better than it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a great question. And it is sort of a national holiday. We're talking about fishing here.
Yeah.
Right? And the leader of fun with his son was Salty Crew, man. It is national holiday.
Yeah. And I want to make sure that all those grandpas and dads get on it. When you got to train those kids up, grandkids young, to go fishing with you. So that when you get my age, they'll still want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Ron, everything you sell, from the paddle boards to the kayaks, have kept you young, man. I can't, honest to God, I'm saying this from my heart, man. You look much younger than you are, and it's because of what you do.
Well, it's because these kids kept me running.
Yeah.
Yeah. And having Jared and Hayden and Ava's now like, wow, she's selling kayaks like crazy.
Having
the whole family, you know, Debbie and I have just been so blessed to have the whole store running with our family in it.
Yeah.
Even Aunt Karen.
Isn't that incredible? Such a cool thing. I've got a great text here, Pete. And,
okay.
Comes from Dave in San Diego. And Dave says, good morning. He quotes, I'm a heavy user of the Salty Crew products, right? Your marketing is impressive. You're constantly seeing Salty Crew ads on social media. I'm interested in checking out the new Helmsman shirt, but he's finding it hard. Oh, he can be difficult to fit. Does Fastlane have those in stock so he can try one before he buys it? Thanks, Dave.
Yep. That's one of our...
So what's a Helmsman shirt?
That's a tech button-up.
Okay.
So light, breathable, vented, collared button up. Yeah.
Wow. Is that the one Matt Miola was mowing the lawn in?
It's a version of the
He's on this lawnmower in Hawaii, Maui, and he's riding a lawnmower going way too fast.
He's claiming it's your everyday button up, and it's the most stretchy. But yeah, it's kind of a funny commercial that we ran.
Yeah.
Matt Mule is one of the most innovative aerial surfers there is. And
of course, it involves a Salty Crew, right?
And he surfs, he hunts, he's just like the true sportsman.
The lifestyle.
And he's a character.
Yeah.
And so they were filming some new product and surfing and fishing stuff with him recently, and he just fell in love with the tech button up. So it's the stretch. It's breathable. So
what kind of patterns are they? Solid colored?
All over the place.
Yeah.
Kind of color them up and do different things.
Yeah.
Different prints and colors and things. But so that Helmsman, they do have those at Fastlane.
Okay.
And then there's a version of that that's similar silhouette, but it's also perforated. So if you're going somewhere,
it's the perforated one.
It feels like you're not wearing a shirt.
He was riding
along.
You're
all buttoned up.
You're riding along in that thing. He's going, gear matters.
You have one of the biggest Salty Crew stocks around. I mean, you're like a store within a store. It's a kayak store, but it's also a Salty Crew store, right?
Yeah.
I'd say that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when Jared put these big stickers on the windows out in front, and business went up 20%. I guess they didn't know we had them. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You have a good one, huh?
Yeah, go down to Fastlane and try those things out.
Yeah,
the Helmsman shirt down at Fastlane. Yeah, I have another one, Pete, and there's so many texts coming through. It's so cool, and you can send them through the app there. It says text the show. Make sure you do include your name and telephone numbers so we potentially you might win the $200.
The $200 shopping spree.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe
go down and get a Helmsman. Mm-hmm. I'm into it. This one comes from Mark in La Quinta, and Mark says, good morning, boys. Question for Ron. My wife and I saw you and the boys at Convict Lake a couple years ago while we were launching our I-11. Do you have a favorite lake you like to fish in Mammoth area? Again, thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, that's a I'm not near as skilled at picking out lakes as Hayden is. Hayden and Anita, Jared's brother, they explore all kinds of lakes, and they have fished tons of them. I typically am up there in the spring because I'm snowboarding in the morning. And then as soon as it gets kind of slurpy or not really...
A little slush involved.
Yeah, a little slushy. We're excited then. It's like, hey, we got snowboarding in. Let's jam to the car. And then we run down to one of the local close lakes, usually Convict, because it's so pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to catch 30 fish, you know. 4 or 5 is fine for me.
And you've been seen on Crowley, too, on the I-9 or the I-11.
With our buddy.
Tom
Lippett.
Tom Lippett, yeah.
Yep.
Rippin' Lippett.
He's a guide on Crowley. Super good guy.
Yeah, and I want to explore that more, Crowley, yeah. And just find better launching areas. But
Crawley's a larger lake.
Yeah,
isn't
it? It's big.
Big.
And there's, I've been
and there's big fish in there too.
Yeah,
a lot of big fish.
Our friend from Mammoth, Jimmy Hu, he really knows that lake, and I've been meaning to get with him. But that's something I want to explore more, and I just can't. I mean, Pete just got some I-9.
Yeah, I'm taking him up to Montana. Yeah,
Convict. Yeah. Convict has the Hobie kayaks for rent right there.
The Fiestas.
I did that with the family last year.
On Convict?
Yeah.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, we just went up and rented one of the four.
For those of
Fiestas.
You who don't know what the Fiesta is, it's like the giantest inflatable kayak you've ever seen.
Gigantosaurus?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's got four of those big, like, tall seats that they put on the, like, that kind of elevated Hobie seats.
So how many people?
Mirage drives. Well, I had my whole family of five, and then and our dog.
No, but when you went up with you had the fireman with you.
Yeah, we had like eight of us on the thing. Yeah.
Right, and a dog.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That is crazy. It's the Fiesta. So
yeah, and that's got the right name.
Appropriately named.
Oh yeah, we had coolers, dogs, snacks. Like it was so fun. Yeah.
I particularly like that video you sent me of your wife doing a flip off the bow.
Yeah, those things are crazy. I'm a huge fan of the Fiesta.
Do you have those down at Fastlane?
Yeah, they're hanging in the ceiling. We got them all over.
Yeah,
I've got
to come down and check it out.
Yeah, who?
Oh, cool. Yeah, hey, Kenny in El Cajon says, I have a question for Ron. I purchased a new Hobie Pete Pro Angler in 2014 from Fastlane and still in good stock condition. Ron, can you explain what upgrades would be put on a new PA and approximate cost? So can he upgrade or his current, or does he need to trade that in and get one of the new ones?
I would always say trade it in and get a new one.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Gear matters.
Yeah, gear matters.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that saying, Jared. But the new ones, they just make it a little easier to put motors on. And a lot of the tournament guys are putting motors on kayaks now so they can get to the spot just a teeny bit faster. And I'm not that guy.
Now, can he put that on his current PA?
Yeah, the motor? He can, yeah. With the brackets.
Yeah.
Some are just, particularly the 360s have had some upgrades to them, and they're a little bit more, they're built just a little bit better, some techniques that they use to put the seat on. So, you know, if your boat's in great shape, you know, it's just not that hard to sell a used boat and get a new one.
Yeah.
It might be time.
Yeah, yeah, because there are some new upgrades on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great to come down to the store and check them out.
Yeah.
Because we have both 24s and 25s.
That boat's 11 years old at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, bring it down. Go fish the bay first, and then stop by the shop and
there you go.
Check out what your upgrade might be.
Now you got it.
You're speaking from experience, aren't you?
Right. Exactly. You have a good another good text.
I do. People.
No, so many good texts.
There are. There's so many. There's so many coming through, and this is more of a comment, you know, or the shout out. Just want to say hi to Ron and his family. I went on the first fishing mission and just bought my third kayak. Thanks for everything, Ron. It comes from Les.
Oh, I'll be done.
858 area code. How cool is that? I mean, that's the fun and just the vibe you bring.
Yeah.
They sell fun. We're so lucky to have clients that are just out to have fun. You know, I mean, going to work is really easy for me because I've got the nicest clients in the world. It's really great.
Blessed, we'll call it.
Blessed Kook.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, for sure. We got to have some applause on that.
Right? There it is.
Oh, man, we're going high tech here.
Yeah, yeah.
Gear matters, Pete.
Gear matters. You got to have the right gear. Yeah. Oh, you want a rim shot then, too?
There it is. All
right. Hey, this one's from Linda in Foothill Ranch. And this is a pretty cool question. It says, question for Jared. We love Salty Crew brand and are excited to hear your story. My 23-year-old son started his own business, Soccer Highlight Reel Service. What tips would you give him as a new young entrepreneur?
Ooh.
Great question.
All right. That is a good one. I like his age. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Like, the most successful brands in the world are started by college kids, and I think it's because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's just passion, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And it'll work, and I'll make it work. And you do a bunch of dumb stuff along the way, and you got to learn. And,
But the dumb stuff isn't dumb because it's part of the building block.
Yeah, 100%. There was a lot I didn't know.
You obviously had a passion for it, too.
But, yeah, but it's going to work.
Here's the other secret, though, as anybody that's a successful entrepreneur, you got to work your butt off.
That's very true.
Right?
Yeah, but if it's fun, is it really work?
Yeah.
Well, and then the grindy stuff in the early days.
Yeah.
A mentor of mine told me this. You know, when it's hard, right?
Yeah.
They go, you'll look back one day, and those will be the days.
Yes.
And it's true.
Right.
Like, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears, like, molds you and the business and where it's going. And that's awesome. I like hearing.
Yeah.
When young people these days want to get after it, like, watch out.
So what's the key? Give us one key to your success of what you did. Is there?
Yeah, I think I'm a one trick pony. Like, if I'm passionate about something,
it's the passion.
Then I'm just gonna go. Figure it
out.
I was really passionate that there wasn't a brand that stood for my lifestyle. Like, there were surf brands and there's fish brands, and I'm like, but we do all of that stuff.
Yeah,
like, ocean adventure. So. No one could tell me otherwise, and just keep going.
I heard
charging.
Beautiful put, but I heard the word passion six times.
Yeah,
And that's
all
really,
I got. That's my one trick.
Well, no, and if your son has a passion for the soccer deal, just work at it and pursue it.
Well,
and
this
make
guy
it
said
happen.
The same thing. Like, you know, I remember, you know, it's the kind of that old theory, like if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your
that's
life
it.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the reason he sells a lot of kayaks isn't because he's the best salesman in the world, even though he might be. It's because the product he sells, he's passionate about, and it works. You know, so he's really just coming on Let's Talk Hookup Show going, I love Hobie kayaks, and you got to get one, and you're going to have so much fun, and I have so much fun. And that's why you're calling him the captain of fun or whatever you said.
The leader of fun.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So,
it is.
I don't know. And that's why I think we're both one-trick ponies with the business stuff. Like, that's all we got. We just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hey, Tommy P will kill me if I don't do this.
Yeah.
We were doing, at our Let's Talk Hookup booth, we have a couple things going. We're selling hats for $15, Let's Talk Hookup hats. But the most important thing we're doing is we're raising money to take kids fishing. And that is with Friends of Rollo. So you come by our booth and you buy $100 worth of raffle tickets for the Rollo drawing. You have a chance to win a 2-day trip on the Player Supreme, a Talica. Talica reel, a Torium reel, and a pair of Costa sunglasses. And it's only what we're going to sell at the show here, and then we'll do the drawing next Sunday on the show. But you can buy one ticket for $10, but when you buy $100 worth of tickets, you get 20 tickets, and you get a free Gamakatsu bag. And those Gamakatsu bags
are super cool
bags. Yeah.
Tell Tommy I'm coming by tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
You go. And Paul Sachs says, good morning, guys. Quick question for V. Came by the Let's Talk Hookup booth at the show Thursday, handed a $100 bill, and got a cool Gamakatsu bag, a bunch of red tickets. Please remind the old guys, yes, I'm a real old-time listener, need to find out if I won anything. And then he says, Ron, when you first started having Kobe kayaks, fishing kayaks, I brought a Pro Angler 12. My 14-year-old daughter caught several fish and is included in your store video. So that's
nice.
Pretty cool. So, yeah. So, Paul, the deal is with your red tickets, we have a note on everything, so we'll know who you are. When we do the drawing on the show next Sunday for the winners, you will either contact you or you can hear us and you can contact us.
Simple.
So that's how it's going to work.
Simple.
Yeah. You have
simple
a good one there, Corey?
I do, actually. This is good morning. Great show as always. This is Paul from Placentia. And question is, what is a great starter kayak? Plan to do some bay fishing in Newport for some spotties. And I see different kinds of kayaks out there. What would you recommend for a novice?
Okay. Everybody's a novice when you're talking fishing.
I'm a novice.
I'd love to be. Because when
I'm
sitting here looking at you, I'm going, whatever he's doing, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
So I think that just the main thing on picking a kayak is it's got to be fast, it's got to be comfortable, and stable. And all of the ones that we sell are all three of those things. And those also make really great recreational kayaks because they're fast. Fast is fun.
Yeah.
They're comfortable, so you can stay in them longer.
I would also recommend that, like, if you don't got storage for a hard kayak, maybe the inflatable is the option. Any of those pedal kayaks are fishable, and you know maybe you want a bigger one that you're standing up on, so you're thinking pro angler. So a lot of factors there, like size,
and what kind of car you're moving
it
around, where are you storing
exactly,
it.
Yep.
Those are the things that when you come down to the store, we can have this conversation of like, okay, how are you storing this? Is it in your garage? Are you just putting it in the backyard? Or maybe you just want – we had a guy said yesterday that he just wants a kayak he can put in his trunk so he can fish during the week.
Right,
that just
right.
Pro
angler.
And I heard that again. Yeah.
So the
inflatable.
The
I-9.
Right?
Would kill it.
Yeah.
So it depends on several variables, and all the guys at the store know how to help you with that.
And if I could add to it, keep it simple. Like, don't worry about adding all this stuff on there. Just start out.
But they're fishermen.
But I know they are. But the cool thing.
They always buy every accessory that they don't need.
But start out.
But the cool thing is, is you can try at the shop, right?
Yeah.
You really don't want to get on the boat. You'll blow one up or you'll put one in and you'll let them go.
I want to put you in a boat. Listen,
yeah.
if you're going, well, I don't know if I want an inflatable, well, come and try one.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
See how durable they are.
Well, that inflatable, you can stand up in that thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was like a kind of modeled after an inflatable stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
So now it's got this super comfortable seat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very stable.
Yeah. So Corey in Escondido writes, he wants to know if we're going to do, he says, amazing, he loves his pro angler, and wants to know if there's ever going to be a San Clemente mothership trip again.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we'd like that.
You
we talked to the new owner of the Islander. We talked to him. He says, not this year, but maybe he'll put something together in 26.
He's leaving the door open.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
There's a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
Yes, please and thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won a $200 on the caller side and $200 shopping spree on the texter side. We're going to return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the YouTube and Facebook Live.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Asset, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Chef Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and today has been so much fun, and only two winners have the fun of going down with a $200 shopping spree.
And thanks for that.
I know it, right?
And who are they, Corey?
Roy in San Diego is our caller. Roy in San Diego. And our texter side, Devin in San Clemente.
All right. Congratulations, guys. And thank you, Ron, for donating all that gear. And Jared, appreciate that. If And don't forget, the first 10 people this morning when you open the doors at 10 get a free $25 shopping spree.
Yeah,
right?
If Debbie's
25
there.
Bucks for free. $25 for free. Just walk into the store and say, I heard Ron and Jared on the show this morning. And,
10 a.m.
I want my $25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So, yeah, that's very, very generous of you guys.
Super.
For sure. Yeah. So we want to get Salty Crew. Of course, you'll be at the PCS show today.
Yep. Come see us. We got those collab tees for sale.
Yeah.
A bunch of other fun stuff going on. Love to hang out. A
lot of good stuff there. Yeah. And, Ron, if we want to find you.
Oh, man. Just call us. Call us and come and try a kayak.
Yeah.
619-222-0766. We're in Dana Landing Marina, right across the street from SeaWorld.
Yeah, right there. Can't miss it. And don't forget, go by the PCS show today. We've got to mention Baker Marine. Baker Marine has a great deal on those Fujinons. So go by and see the guys at Baker Marine and go see that whole area there in the hangar building is incredible. And so you want to check it out. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. Captain Tim Ettrum for the Royal Star will be with us. You don't want to miss that. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, he'll be bringing, it will be on The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.